It'll lead you to there is no God. Because God hasn't put himself in those things. God has not revealed himself through those things. So they are like a blind alley. You wander in and you can't find God. Because there are walls all around you in science that prevent you from seeing God. Is it by design? Well, by their design, I mean, by the human's design. Well, even much more by God's design, because he knows man's heart and what they're going to seek after. And they want to know things by their five senses, what they can see, what they can hear, what they can touch, what they can feel. And so he makes those things blind. And they be blind leaders of the blind, and no wonder they fall in the ditch. So you don't tell anybody. Don't start declaring I'm Christ. They declare him later. You know, like in Acts 3, verses 19 through 26. Actually, the whole thing, he declares, this Jesus, who is Christ, unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning every one of you from his iniquities. They declare him later. But during this period, they were not. That's why you got to discern the face of the sky. You've got to know what, not just to see the face of the sky, but to know what time you're in, that what the sign means. Because fire from heaven could mean a lot of things at a lot of different times. It can mean good, it can mean bad. It can mean servant of God, it can mean the devil. How will you know the difference? How will you know the difference? I'll speak the things that'll tell you the difference. But God has to open up your hearts. And the keys of the kingdom are right here. Not by me, but by the truth that comes out of my mouth by the Spirit of God. From the apostles and prophets, yes. And those whom the Lord ordains. The Lord ordains, man pretends. So, verse 21. From that time forth, began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Verse 22, then Peter took him, and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said to Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan! Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. And what is man to be profited? Let's just hold it there, right there. Peter did not like this talk about Jesus. I'm going to be suffering, I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to suffer many things. The elders are going to reject me. They're going to conspire against me. And they're going to kill me. And Peter, just hearing this, it was like, what are you talking about? No. And he took Jesus and he thought, you're being pessimistic, Lord. This is not what's going to happen. You're going to succeed. You're going to run the race. You're going to, you know, and he got in that very positive sort of mode of like, this is not going to happen. He's going to rebuke him. This is how it's going to be. No, not going to be like that. Don't say it. Say it. Don't say that. As if Jesus didn't know. You know, you still have this illusion of him being just a man, like he doesn't know what's happening. Or that even if he does know, that this is a sort of fatalistic point of view, like, oh, it's going to happen. There's nothing I can do about it. And he's saying, no, we can change this. We can make this not happen. We'll fight. Now, Peter had that fight in him. I'll fight for you. Because he loved him and he was very willing. You know, out of love. But Jesus says, get thee hence, Satan. Because even love can come as a satanic temptation. Thou art an offense. That means you're something that is like going to make me stumble. I need to prepare myself to do this. You're telling me it's not going to happen. That's what Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lord, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, be it not according to my will, but according to your will. Because I don't even want to do it. I don't want to go forth and be crucified. I don't want to go forth. You know, I mean, like who? With me. I want to go, I want to die for the Lord. I don't want to die for the Lord, honestly. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to get stoned or hung or beheaded or some sort of awful end to come to me. I revulse at the idea. But the Spirit is willing. If the flesh be weak. You know, I say it in faith. Meaning, believing that God is going to give me the strength to do it in the end, to go through with it, and not to deny the truth, but rather to suffer persecution at the hands of evildoers for the truth's sake, for the gospel's sake. He says, you love to savor, you know, to regard. You have the taste of the things of man. Oh, I love that pork and beans, you know. Oh, I love life. I love pleasure. I don't want to die. No, let's conquer our enemies by the sword. Let's, you know, that was Peter mind. We will beat them. Those elders can't stand up to us. You know, man loves to fight for your rights, you know. We got to stand up for ourselves and fight for ourselves, right? We've got to do all the things necessary to save ourselves. We're going to fight back against the terrorists. We're going to fight back. We're going to hunt them down in their caves. We're going to hunt them down in their holes. We're going to bring them to justice, right? I mean, that's the spirit of man. And I'm not saying it's necessarily always wrong to be of that spirit, but in this time of Jesus, it certainly was wrong. Because he was supposed to die. And it wasn't, you know, it was not a... God desired his obedience, not him to just do whatever he wanted. Same thing with us. Whatever God directs us to do, we got to do. Not just what we want to do. Not the things that make us comfortable. Not the things that we like, but necessarily, but what is necessary according to the Spirit of God. To deny yourself. Take up your cross. Take up the instrument of your death and bear it to the place of your death. It is a burden. No, like, I'm going to die. And this is how I'm going to die. And I'm going to carry that to the place where they're going to kill me. And at any moment, I could just say, you know what? I changed my mind. That's a temptation. I'm not the Christ. I'm not the Son of the Living God. Or Jesus isn't, you know, to withdraw your confession. I'll tell you what. In the church, there was a lot of, during the persecutions, there were people who in the face of torture denied Christ, and they had a big debate. Well, should we let them back in? And, let them repent. And, I would rather go through with it than have to be like Peter was when he denied Christ and weep bitterly. You know? Because you spared your life. Oh, I saved my life. What did I give up? What did I give up? He that will save his life will lose it. Not just your physical life. You know, oh, I gotta take care of the things that, you know, I gotta have a life. You know, I mean in the sense of like the way we think of having a life. We gotta give up our lives, the things we love in the world, you know. Which can be like a lot of times it is just work and play and this and that and living your life and even the mundane things of life